I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in the loop with you, Sports Radio 610. The Triple Threats at Twin Peaks every Thursday. This week, Twin Peaks on Kirby. Sean, Rich, and Ted, the Twin Peaks girls, get you ready for the weekend. Register for your chance to win a trip to the football city of your choice to watch a game for the 2018 season. Every Thursday, Twin Peaks and Sports Radio 610. At Lopez on Sports on Twitter, at Cody underscore Stutz on Twitter.
Special guest, live from New York, it's Alex Del Barrio.
ADB, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How are you guys?
Terrific. Just hurting a little bit inside.
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot, actually. Yeah.
You know? Aren't we all? Yeah. Aren't we all?
All right, ADB, before we get to anything else, take us inside the bowels of Yankee Stadium as you kind of see and observe these players and the mood around the Astros and the organization after last night, because I think how they acted after last night is going to play a big role in how these next few games shake out. So what was the mood around the team yesterday?
You know, I was telling Gallant yesterday, Cody, that it was surprisingly positive, you know, because I've been in locker rooms here recently in the postseason. I go back to the Game 5 loss in San Antonio last year with the Rockets, the postseason loss of the Patriots for the Texans. And those are pretty obviously dejected in locker rooms. Here, I think they kind of know that they've got their two horses in the next two games. And Richard Justice, I think, asked A.J. Hinch yesterday that, you know, if you were tied 2-2 with the Yankees in the ALCS, knowing that you had Keuchel and Verlander in the next two, I think you'd take that any day of the week. And that's precisely what they have. Look, they had a lead, the bullpen, you know, but this is the postseason. These types of things happen. And I think one of the things that happens is we start to magnify every single pitch and every single decision to 100 times more than it would be normally in the regular season. So every decision matters. And I don't think AJ made some wrong decisions. I just think there was some poor execution. And I think maybe situationally I probably would have gone to Giles in the eighth inning, because after what happened in the seventh, getting those two runs to kind of cut it within two, I kind of would have liked to have gone to the ninth with the bottom of the order up. And then you can kind of throw, whether it's Gregerson, whether it's anybody else, or start the inning with Giles, and if he struggles, go to somebody else. But I kind of would have liked to see him start the inning instead of having to come in with trouble, because he's had to mop up a lot of these situations here with guys on base, and I just think that puts him out of sorts.
While I agree with you on, ultimately these guys have to play, and there's not a whole lot to criticize with A.J. Hinch, because I frankly think he did the right thing, leaving, getting McCullers out of there. I think you might argue, though, that McCullers maybe should never have even started that inning if you had Peacock ready to go anyway.
Yeah, you know, that was the thing. I was really surprised that you just wouldn't go to Peacock in that situation. I know there's, you know, I talked to Lance after the game, and I asked him, I said, would you have liked to stay in? And he said, yeah, I wanted to stay in. I'm a competitor. But I also knew the situation, and I have all the faith in my bullpen, and I have all the faith in AJ's making the right decision. And he also knows, and he admitted this, look, I haven't been healthy. And, you know, I'm just now starting to show, you know, the team and AJ and the pitching staff that he's able to have a start like this in the postseason. And I think he was fine handing the ball off in that situation. But I was a little surprised after all we heard about Peacock and Peacock's performance in the division series, why you wouldn't use him in that spot in the seventh, get you through the seventh and have a clean inning in the eighth for Giles if you wanted him to have a two-inning save.
Alex Del Barrio, our guest, live from New York. He's there covering the Astros in the ALCS versus the Yankees, at Alex Del Barrio on Twitter.
I think he's actually hanging out with the naked cowboy on Times Square.
Yeah, it sounds like they're you know, honking at him, walking through the walkways and everything. ADB, when Judge hits that home run, I saw a lot of people talk about how loud it got. Was it old school Yankee Stadium loud when Judge hit that home run off McCullers?
Yeah, it was silent. You know, it actually kind of gave me some really bad flashbacks to the 2003 ALCS when the Red Sox had a lead in the ninth inning of game, or a lead late in the game of game seven, and then Pedro Martinez was left in a little too long. And, you know, the rally happened, and then obviously we know what happened after that with Aaron Boone's home run. It kind of gave me a little bit of flashbacks to that because it got loud. You got those Let's Go Yankees chants going, and the MVP chants obviously for Judge. And, you know, when that place is rocking, it's rocking. People get on their feet. And it had been silent for a good amount of the game there, thanks to McCullers, what I thought was a brilliant and a really gutsy performance for a guy who hadn't had a start since the end of the regular season. So, yeah, and I think that's going to be the key tonight for Keuchel. He's going to have to keep that crowd silent and try to get some clean innings to the bullpen for the 7th, 8th, and 9th if we get to that point.
Well, and we also know someone's got to help him out. I mean, they scored 4 runs, and you're thinking on the surface, hey, man, the Astros got it going. They really didn't. They got 2 hits with those 4 runs. It was all walks and errors and a bad defense and et cetera. This offense has been really bad.
Yeah, anemic is the word that I would use to describe it, especially from the guys at the top of the order. I mean, Springer was you know, kind of absent yesterday. Reddick continues to be absent here in this series. Jose Altuve is coming through here recently. Correa struggled again in a bases-loaded situation. It took Gurriel to have, you know, the big hit to give him the 3 runs there. But you look, the lineup's not doing all that well. I mean, Beltran is the one that actually started off, you know, with the offense, getting that double early in the game. The offense needs to find something here, and they need to have more productive at-bats. I think back to the Bregman at-bat when he had some guys on base, and he had a 3-0 count, and he elected to swing on 3-0. It's like when the offense is not clicking like that, I really don't want guys swinging on 3-0 pitches. I'm taking in that situation. And I think they need to be a little bit more disciplined, especially with what they're going to see tonight from Tanaka, who I think has had 2 really strong performances in a row here in the postseason. And now he's going in the Yankee Stadium, where he's obviously a little bit better this season.
Alex Del Barrio, our guest on the hotline, at Alex Del Barrio. You mentioned Tanaka. Keuchel goes for the Astros. What's the legitimate expectation for Keuchel? I know everybody wants game one all over again. What's the legit expectation from Keuchel, and gut feeling, who's the first arm out of the bullpen when Dallas Keuchel's day is over?
I think it has to be Peacock right now at this point, especially since he'll get a little bit of rest with the off day and with game 6, that if you need him in game 7, then that's the other question I'm asking at this point, Cody. If you've got Keuchel now and Verlander in game 6, who starts game 7? Because McCullers is the only guy that I think that could make that start, and he'd only be on 3 days rest. So you're talking about kind of a really makeshift game 7 situation where you're throwing maybe McCullers and Keuchel and all that stuff out there. So I think Keuchel needs to go 7 tonight just to get you to the 8th. First guy out of the pen, I think, potentially would be Peacock in the 8th, maybe Gregerson, and then get it to Giles with a clean sheet in the 9th, only with 1 inning.
It's got to be Charlie Morton and then all hands on deck, right?
You would think that, but I think with McCullers' performance.
Yeah, but 3 days rest with only having gone more than 6 innings. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, but
John says maybe Morton. You say maybe McCullers. I'd throw Colin McHugh and have the other 2 guys ready.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the bottom line is it's going to be a situation where you're going to have 3 innings, 2 innings, 2 innings type of situation. Like,
right.
Kind of like what the Red Sox did with Derek Lowe in game 7 of the 04 LCS, where you didn't have anybody really available for game 7, so you had to go with Lowe on 2 days rest, and he gave you, I think, 4 in that game, and you could get, you know, a couple other guys in there. But again, it'll be really interesting to see what AJ does if we get to game 7. I know that's a little ways off, but that was one of the questions that was raised to me yesterday, knowing that you had Keuchel and Verlander. If the Yankees get one of these games and you get the other and you go to a game 7, who exactly do you start? So I think there's a lot of interesting pitching decisions that AJ has to make starting tonight.
Alex Del Barrio, live from New York. Grab you a slice, maybe a dog, maybe some shawarma from one of the carts over there. See if you can find out who Hinch is starting in Game 7. And we'll follow you on Twitter as the game is in New York today. And you're live from New York. Appreciate it, ADB.
All right, fellas. Enjoy the game.
All right. Good stuff from Alex Del Barrio, live from New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.